And as every Thursday, we bring you now our segment on culture and arts. Buenos Aires has added a new sculpture by Franco-Argentine artist Pablo Reynoso. Last Monday, a new piece was inaugurated in this capital that is called Aires de Buenos Aires, Buenos Aires Airs, and it was made by this French-Argentine artist. It can be found in Ramón Carcano Square, that's between Quintana Street and Alvear Avenue in the neighborhood of Recoleta. The sculpture is 6 meters high, with the intention of being a mix, a blend of art and a tree, as the artist himself said during the inauguration. In this context, Reynoso said, "It is a very strong emotion because I have a visceral relationship with this city. I left it a long time ago, but my soul has remained here." Argentina leads a ranking of top 100 Spanish-language female writers of the last century, with more than 20 names ranging from Alfonsina Storni and the Ocampo sisters to Alejandra Pizarnik, Beatriz Sarlo and Camila Sosa Villada. Argentina leads a ranking of the Colombian cultural magazine Arcadia on the 100 best books written by Spanish-language female authors of the last 100 years. With the idea of rescuing and revaluing good literature written by women and turning the spotlight on those who opened the way and those who followed them, the Arcadia list of the year's best 100 books presented an extraordinary selection in 2019, selected by an international jury integrated by 91 members, including critics, academics and writers of the likes of Alejandro Zambra, Maria Negroni, Leila Guerriero, Juan Forn, Jorge Volpi and Jorge Carrión. Maria Kodama's photographic gaze lands in Buenos Aires. A photographic exhibition by Kodama, made up of some 50 images, many of them unpublished, about places she visited or on her travels around the world, can be seen until the end of January at the Borges Cultural Center in the city of BA. Curated by Virginia Fabri on a pre-selection made by Amanda Ortega, the exhibition thus covers a little-known facet of the widow of writer Jorge Luis Borges. The Walls of Chile are an outdoors museum of the ongoing social-political crisis, several street artists are pointing out. The walls of the capital of Chile are witness, or have been witness, to the largest wave of protest in the country's democratic history, and have also become improvised canvases where dozens of known or anonymous artists have expressed their social discontent in the form of graffiti or posters. In the Lastarria neighborhood, on one of the outer walls of a church, there is an adaptation of the well-known Guernica by Pablo Picasso, that was painted in 1937 at the height of the Spanish Civil War, and it's about, as everybody knows, the Nazi bombing of the Basque town of Guernica. Instead of the bull, the horse, or the mother with her dead son in her arms, in this Chilean version, there are mutilated eyes, tear gas bombs, burned out subway stations, and pacos, which is the colloquial local name or slur for the Chilean police, that has been the target of criticism and accusations for alleged human rights violations during the repression of the demonstrations, in which the protesters have been complaining about Chile's social inequality and demanding a more just economic model. This work by Miguel Ángel Castro synthesizes the horror we have experienced these past 2 months, said Juan Pablo Prado, one of the founders of the Museum of Dignity, which is a citizen initiative that was born to preserve and value the best artistic expressions that emerged during this past 2 months of riots and protests in Chile. Inspired by open-air galleries like the East Side Gallery at the Berlin Wall or the Chilean city of Valparaíso itself, 100 kilometers from Santiago, the 7 members of this group choose the works with the greatest claim to Chilean current affairs from the walls of the city. And this was our regular segment of every Thursday on culture and art, produced by Silvana Avellaneda.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.